reading from the Gospel of Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for its completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king marching into battle would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. At first glance, this gospel passage seems to be rather strict. One should hate his father or mother, should even hate themselves, give up all their possessions. But actually, I think this is a lot more hopeful gospel, and we can take a look at the examples to see what I mean. Jesus uses two examples, one about the person constructing a tower, and the second about a king marching into battle. Now, most of us don't have experience in that, but we do have experience in starting a new ministry or going to a new job or a new town to live. I can remember my mom always used to say, "Now, are you sure you know what's going to happen when you get there? Are you sure you've planned out what you're going to do, where you're going to live?" And likewise, when we go on a trip, when we think about a vacation or a business meeting, and we're thinking about packing, don't we first take some time to think through what we're going to be doing, what we might need to wear, or what we might need to have with us, so that when we get there, we're prepared to do what we want and need to do? Well, I think that's what Jesus is doing here. He's saying we have to think through what it means to be his disciple and to ask if, in fact, we really are up to the task. So let's take a look at some things Jesus thinks are important for being up to the task of a disciple. First, he says, if any one of you who does not renounce his possession cannot be my disciple. Do possessions and material things get in the way of being a disciple? Well, yes, I think they can. And in fact, if we have a way to detach from them, then we have a freedom to love in an unrestricted way. So the first thing is, our stuff can't get in the way of being a disciple. Jesus tells us we have to hate our father, mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even ourselves. It's interesting that each of those is about our family, someone close to us. Is Jesus saying we really have to hate them? I don't think so. But he's saying that just loving them is not enough. We also have to be able to love strangers and even our enemies. So if we get tied up in saying, well, I'm a loving person because I love my family and my friends, so I don't need to love anybody else, that's not going to be enough. We're not going to be a disciple of Jesus. And how about hating our own lives? Well, that certainly gets down to the idea of pride and control and ego. If I'm more important than God, how can I be a disciple of God? So that we have to let that go as well. Most of us don't like bad things to happen to us. But it's also good as we plan to think about the downside of things or the rough patches of things. And Jesus is giving us fair warning that it's not going to be easy to be a disciple. But if we know that ahead of time, and when we do struggle, when we do have problems, it's easier to say, what can I learn from that? Or what can I do differently as a result of that? And we're better able to deal with those times when we may be renounced because we're followers of Jesus. So what do we take away from this particular gospel passage? Well, first of all, we have to be realistic in our understanding of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. It's not always going to be easy. It is going to expand our understanding of our meaning of love. And it may mean giving up some things that we hold tight to that may get in the way of our freedom to love the way God wants us to love. So as we go away from this time and this gospel, let us think through our own expectations. Let us think through our relationship to our things, to ourself and our ego, to our family, and even in our relationships to struggling, and ask how those things are getting in the way or how they may be building up our relationship with God. God bless you, and have a great day.